Avery Wabuse, a St. Mary's College grade 12 student, has put his artistic skills to use, putting his own design on every Child Matters shirts to be worn for Orange Shirt Day on Friday. Orange Shirt Day, recognizing the legacy of the Canadian Indian residential school system, forms part of Friday's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Basically, one of my former art teachers, Mr. DeCerbo, came up with the idea. He came to me one day and asked if I wanted to make a shirt and I took the offer, Wabuse told Sue Today. The design has a lot of symbolism residing in it, Wabuse said. The moccasins in the center represent the unfilled shoes of the children that didn't make it through those damaging times. The northern lights behind the moccasins were inspired by Inuit legend where northern lights are souls of the dead playing. The stars on the sides represent that they are still shining bright, that they are something that cannot be forgotten, the stars at night being a reminder of what we have lost. The flowers represent the growth and strength of our culture as a whole. Even after losing our stars, we are still here and still shining even through desperate times. We are strong and we will remain that way, Wabuse said. 650 of the Wabuse designed t-shirts have been sold. Proceeds will go to the children of Shingwak Alumni Association. There's been a lot of good feedback from staff and students, mostly staff. They always say good things about it. I'm also getting good feedback from students because they are buying the shirts, Wabuse said. It is very important to acknowledge things that happened in the past to remind ourselves not to forget. The history of the orange shirt holds great value to our culture and reminds us of our past and the residential schools, Wabuse said.